Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, to open the show, I want you to consider a question. Here's a question. What aspects of your life do you currently control? Right? Are you in control in your life? In control of your finances, in control of your employment, in control of your retirement, right? In control of your time. Right? Are those things where you want them to be, at least as far as your, you know, sphere of influence goes? Or if not, are they, at least moving in the right direction or not? Right? The simple fact of the matter is there are some things in our life we can control, and we should, right? And there are some things that we can't. And you want to give that some focus. In fact, I was driving around south of Dallas in a little area called Oak Cliff. I'll bring that up here in just a second as well. It's an interesting area. I was driving around down there just this past Friday, checking out the area because it's turning over, right? Checking out the area after a mid-morning networking event down there. And I caught an interview on the radio by a local guy, and he was talking with a national sportscaster. I forget his name, and I don't even remember the exact context, but I remember the message. And he made a great statement. He said, focus on what you can control in your life. It really resonated. I've started pondering that as I was driving, and I really want to explore that today. Things you can control, right? Things that you can focus on. And I'll tell you that investing in real estate can absolutely give you more control, a lot more control, right? You can expand that sphere, right, where you have your influence. So we'll look at that broadly, and we're going to dial it down a little bit. And I want to look at a few areas in real estate investing where you absolutely exercise full control over your investments, far more, you know, than you could in any other investment type that's out there. So stay tuned. We'll get to that in the latter half of the show. I do want to give out the number. This is a live broadcast. The number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. If you have any questions on today's topic or really anything related to real estate investing, again, the number here is 855-497-4335. Or if you're feeling shy, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I do check those throughout the show, askandy@luinc.com. So back to Oak Cliff. If you're in the Dallas area, you probably know where Oak Cliff is. Now, I'm an investor. I buy single family houses in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I became a Lifestyles member, early 2012, March 2012, and we bought our first house 6 months later in August, and just been rolling from there. And we invest all across DFW. In fact, I've got some investments down south of this area, outside of Dallas proper, but still within Dallas County. And since I was down there, I took the opportunity as well to meet with one of my residents, have had some chat with him. I'll bring that up a little bit later as well in terms of areas where you have control. But back to Oak Cliff, this is a part of town. You know, I get the question a lot, where should I invest? Where's a good place to invest? This place is turning over, right? Oak Cliff is a swath south of Dallas, around the I-20, a little north of I-20. And so if you're not in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, look it up on a map. But parts of it have wholly gentrified already if you're the further west you go. And here I was in the middle section between I-35 and I-45, and it's starting to turn as well. You're driving down the street, you'll see boarded up houses, right? You'll see houses that are in disrepair but clearly functional, and then you'll see new builds, right? And the event I was at, they were actually tearing down a house to put up a new build. I was just kind of curious to see what these builders were doing, and interesting stuff. But that's Oak Cliff. So if you're not sure, hey, where do I need to go? Great area. In fact, I went to a case study, one of the online case studies that Lifestyles hosted sometime in 2020. One of the investors, single family investor here in my area, had done a deal in Oak Cliff, and boy, it was a home run. You know, you see the base hits quite a bit. This was a true home run. $4,000 out of pocket to get into that deal. Cash flow and great, just really good numbers. So a lot of people are shy about that area, and I would tell you, explore it, check it out. You know, years and years ago, the area where I bought a little bit south of there, people were shy about. And it was a great time. You know, a realtor on the realty team at Lifestyles, he said, Andy, go south of I-20. A lot of people are not doing that. I live north of Dallas, so it's a heck of a drive for me, but it doesn't matter because I'm not down there that often, right? But it was a great recommendation. It was a great opportunity, and we've picked up some deals down there. Like I said, I was meeting with a resident, and I want to bring him up here. Not by name, obviously, but a little bit later. Great area. You know, there's still a lot of demand, ton of demand for rentals down there, rental houses. Prices are up, right? Good for me on the appreciation side, but you'll still find some really good deals. So I was excited to drive around there and see the way that the area is changing. So back to the topic of focusing on what you can control. Here, I like to start big picture and then dial in, maybe macro and dial into some of the micro sort of topics. And again, I've got to start with the really big thing, which is our government, right? We just had a turn. We just had a change in administration. The Senate turned, obviously House held as it was. And I'll tell you, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm somewhere in between. If you made me put a hat on that was emblazoned with a label, it might say a Libertarian, I suppose. But I'm somewhere in the middle, right? And I don't know where you sit. And, you know, whether you love or hate the new administration, you know, the election's over, right? It's done. And to the topic, focus on what you can control. And in this case, you're thinking, don't make yourself crazy, right? President Biden got into office, issued a slew of executive orders, one which impacts us. Right, I'm not going to go crazy thinking about it. I'm going to deal with it. Now, he did extend that eviction and foreclosure moratorium, the CDC version, right, which was slated to expire in a week. He extended that out another couple months to the end of March. So not the end of the world, right? Not the end of the world. But don't make yourself crazy and anticipating what could come. Focus on what you can control. And remember, there are midterm elections, right? 2 years away already. Right? You can be proactive where you can. Certainly let your representatives know what you think when you hear legislation being set in the works, right? Coming down the pike. Let your local representatives, your Senate, your congressmen know. But act locally. Act locally. Now, stay tuned. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Talk 1370, the right choice. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today we're talking about what you should focus on in your life, which is that which you can control. You will make yourself absolutely crazy if you just start worrying about all these things that are way outside of your sphere of influence. And we were talking ahead of the break about the government, right? We just had a change in government. You know, half the populace is happy with that, half is not. And if you're in that half that is not, don't rack your brain. Don't make yourself crazy focused on what's going to happen next. Be aware. Absolutely be informed, right? Let your congressman or woman that represents you know, hey, I agree, or no, I think that's bad news, right? Get involved at that level, of course. But even more importantly, I would tell you, get involved locally, because that's where you do have some control, right? Focus on what you can control. Act locally, right? One thing you can do is get involved with your local apartment association, whether you're an apartment investor or not. I know I talked about this last week as well. I'm a big advocate of this because they do represent us and they do push, right? By way of the Texas Apartment Association and the National Apartment Association, and they have some control, right? So it rolls uphill there. And when you join locally, you're de facto a member of those guys as well. And they do good work. They really do good work. Aside from the seminars and other education I get there through them, as well as what I do with Lifestyles, they're out there advocating as well. But more importantly, acting locally, that means getting involved with your city, right? Maybe where you're investing. Let me give you a good example. I mentioned that I was cruising around south of Dallas, visited with one of my residents down there. His house is in a city where they had a meeting just last year that I did attend virtually by way of Zoom, because they're talking about putting into place a rental registration. They don't have that in that city yet. We invest all over DFW. Some of the cities where we're invested do. Sometimes we have to pay. Sometimes it's small. Sometimes it's a big, you know, a big fee. There are different components of that registration. Maybe they do an inspection prior to move in or after, you know, all of that stuff is fine. But I wanted to make my voice heard because I have experience in that area. So, you know, I attended and I let them hear my thoughts. Right now, we haven't heard yet whether they've decided to push that particular measure through or not. So stay tuned. But that's an example of where you can have some control and exert, right, some influence when it comes to the government. Big brother up there on Capitol Hill, you know, you in all likelihood have a little less sway. You have to act through other actors, but act locally to really have influence. And that's where it's most important. Anyhow, okay, so I want to get that out of the way, that big macro, that government side of the conversation, and drill down a little bit. Speaking of government still, this impacts the government, you know, the conversation. We're talking about what you have control of in your life. And the next one I want to ask you about is your retirement. You know, when I was driving south on Interstate 35 through Dallas, And we go down there quite a bit, that to the Dallas Zoo, my son. We take him down there. We've got a pass. And I've noticed this field off to the west side of I-35. It started to sprout tents, like mushrooms. And as I drove down, you know, this past Friday, there are a ton of them. I've never seen it like this before. And clearly people that have no retirement have, right, no control in their life. They're living in tents, basically, essentially next to the bridge, if not under it. And maybe you're not worried about that, going quite that far, right? But maybe you are a little bit nervous about living that life of quiet desperation in retirement because you just haven't gotten quite enough saved up. You're not quite getting by. I'll tell you, if Social Security is your plan, that's not a plan, at least not a good one, right? And it's certainly not one that you have any control over. You know, we'll see after what the fallout is of all the deficit, clearly deficit spending that we see as a reaction to the pandemic, what impact that has long term on our Social Security Administration. I mean, they're projecting insolvency for the mid-2030s anyhow. So no control there, right? No control there. Stock market, right? Common investment platform. Well, they call it investment. We'll call it a retirement savings account. Is the 401k, right? There are other versions, variants thereof, you know, your standard IRAs and whatnot. But here too, you don't really have control. Yeah, you choose which fund you put your money in. After that, it's just letting it go, right? And then you're relegated to the herd mentality out there, the exuberance that drives it up, right? And then the panic selling that's going to pull it back down. You get your bubbles and Black Mondays and Black Fridays, and you have no control, right? Focus on what you can control and putting your money into a, you know, mutual fund and forgetting about it is not control. Now, real estate, by comparison, you are in the driver's seat. You are in the driver's seat, you know. And we'll get to some of the things that we can control in just a moment here, but you're making the choices, right? It's essentially a small business if you're operating it as a business. Don't operate it as a hobby, separate conversation, but it is a small business. And because of that, you are the business owner and you're in control. You make the decisions, right? And we'll come back to some of those here a little more detailed as we zero in, get a little more micro in the conversation. But if retirement is one of those things where you don't feel you're quite there, you need to get some of the passive income that we make off of our real estate investments, whether it's single family or multifamily, you got to get that into your portfolio. You got to get that into your portfolio. That's going to level you up and you'll have that control and you'll see the rewards of that, of those investments. The fruits are far, far greater. I just can't stress that enough. So moving on, I want to talk about what I call your personal P&L, right? P&L meaning profit and loss, right? I come from a finance background. I guess that's how I think, but I'm not going to focus so much on the expenses side of it, right? Just general living, eating out, that sort of thing. Yeah, you can control that, you know, cancel the Starbucks cup of coffee, whatever. You know, we'd rather live the life we want. And that doesn't mean necessarily focusing on the expenses. Hopefully you live within your means. If you don't, then it does require some examination, I would tell you. And there are probably some big ticket items that you can focus on where you do have control. You know, my wife and I, just by way of an example, and this is an extreme example, I guess, we were a single car family for 13 years. Now, we had circumstances that allowed that. We lived in Germany for five of those. Where I was working, she was not. One car worked. We lived in the town basically where I worked. You could walk everywhere, ride a bike. You know, that works. And when we returned to the U.S., well, I worked from home. Don't need a car. Now, the kid came along a couple years ago. That changed the perspective. We are no longer a single car family. But that's just an example of one of those things you can focus in on and try to exert some control. Right, on the expense side. More importantly, though, I think more importantly is the income side of the equation. I'd rather start to pull in more income so I don't have to tinker with those expenses necessarily. Right, if I'm living the life I like, maybe the income's not quite there. Build that income and keep that life as best you can. But building that income side is more important. And yes, most of us have an income problem ultimately, right? And the biggest problem is you don't control that. You don't control that income if you're tied to an employer, right? What do? You sit around, you wait for a raise every year. That's the only way that you have to grow your income as an employee, right? The average, I looked back, the average in 2019 was 2.6%. sub 3%, right? 2.6%. That fell to 2.3% in 2020, right? Median salary, the median salary budget for increases is expected to remain flat in 2021 at 3%, right? The average is actually a little bit lower when you factor in those that aren't increasing at all, 2.91%. Focus on what you can control. Stay tuned.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Talk 1370.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're talking about focusing on what you can control. Right, in your life more broadly. We're going to shift gears here in just a second and talk a little bit more closely about the real estate investing aspect itself. And at the top of the show, you know, I told you there are a lot of things in your life you can't control, cannot control, right? There are a lot of things that you can. Maybe you exert a little bit of control over your time. The boss controls the rest, right? And you want to work to build that sphere of influence, that circle of control that you have exercise over. And when you start investing in real estate, you start to gain more control, not least of which by virtue of the fact that that investment platform, that single family house or that multifamily, that apartment, you have control over that investment compared to, say, the stock market, where you go and sink your money in and wait and watch it go up and down and it's a roller coaster ride, right? Any other number of investment platforms, you just don't have the level of control that we have with real estate investing. So focus on what you can control and expand, work to expand that sphere of influence. Now, I do want to give out the number here. This is a live show today. If you've got a question for me, the number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And we talked earlier in the show, right? And if you miss any part of the show and want to go back and listen, these are archived at our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. We talked about the government, right? That's going to, you know, if you get on any social media now, all the back and forth is talking about the change in administration. This group's unhappy. This group is thrilled. And everyone's focused on that. And there is, at this point, you don't have any more control. Right, you can try to influence those that do have maybe some control. Your congressman, congresswoman, your senators, right? get involved with your apartment associations if you are an investor, right, a real estate investor. And more importantly, just get involved locally, right, at the city and the county level, right? I gave you a prime example of where I exercised my voice with one of the cities where we have a handful of rentals because they're looking to enact a new program, a rental registration program. I'm okay with that, by the way, as long as they're not charging me an arm and a leg, which is exactly what I let them know. Told them what we see in other cities, which programs I think work great, by the way. That one that charges me $10, not the one that charges me $120 per year, right? So get involved locally. That helps. And we talked a little bit about retirement. Recognize that there's a lot of risk in relying and being dependent solely on Social Security or many of the other, you know, quote unquote retirement accounts that are out there, 401ks, IRAs, like I just said, that's that roller coaster where you don't have any control. You don't have any control over the underlying companies that are behind those mutual funds, right? The sundry big corporations that they're investing in, small, mid-cap, whatever you're buying or whatever that mutual fund is buying, you have no control over the executive decisions that are happening at those underlying businesses that are behind that fund or in that stock, right? Focus on your personal P&L. And this is what we were just talking about, your personal profit and loss, right, statement, let's say. That's the income and the expenses. And you know, keep an eye on the expenses. Control those as best you can. Maybe try to pull those down. Are you living outside of your means now? Well, definitely pull those down. But really try to take control of the income side of the equation. That's where you do have a lot of control. You do have a lot of leverage. And I was giving you some examples right ahead of the break of average salary increase in 2019 and 2020 was sub 3%. 2019 was 2.6% on average, fell to 2.3% in 2020. So let's just take $100,000 salary for somebody, annual salary, at 2.3% increase is $2,300. I can buy a single family house and increase my income by far more than that, more than double that. Right. On average, we're seeing about here where I sit about four, let's just call it $400 a month in net to my bottom line cash flow. Right. That's going into my pocket. That's $4,800 a year that I've just added. And the cool thing here is once you figure out how to buy one house, it's a lot easier to buy the second one and the third one and the fourth one. And your income really, really goes up. Right. You've just got a lot more control. Right. You want to get more control over your income, and this is a better way to go by adding those income-producing assets, rental real estate, to your portfolio. Okay, now I want to shift gears and talk a little bit about time. I mean, that's an invaluable resource. We all have the same amount of time, right? And we want more control over that. I mean, we talk about that on the show quite a bit, buying back your time. You know, focus on what you can control. And when it comes to your time, you know, you want to focus on that to, you know, as much an extent as is possible while employed. And that's the problem. As an employee, your boss is in control, whether it's 40 hours a week or 50 more, they may be more demanding. You know, they probably shed a lot of staff. A lot of companies have. So you may actually be working more to cover the staff that are gone, right? They're getting more productivity out of you. That's great for them, I suppose. So you're losing, you know, 40 hours a week or more to the boss. You know, maybe you've got a commute thrown in there. The good news here with the pandemic, I guess, is a lot of people are experiencing the joys of working from home, close access to the fridge, you know, all that good stuff. But maybe you're saving a little bit of time there. But fundamentally, you're losing 40 plus hours a week, right? And I'll tell you, I enjoyed my time on Friday. I got to go out middle of the day, go meet with some other investors. These were a lot of happy people, right? Watch someone tear down a house. They're getting ready to put up a build, you know, do a new build there. Just fundamental networking because I have control of my time. That's what I want you to do as well, right? Buy back your time. And that, again, is what real estate can do for you. You buy back your time and now you control more of it. And it may be incremental at first. You know, it may be incremental at first. Like I said, you build up, you get that first house and it's cash flowing $4,800 per year, almost five, let's call it 5,000 a year. You get the second house, now you're at 10K. Third house, you're at 15. Fourth house, you're at 20. Before you know it, you've replaced your income. And now that's the big question. What do you do? Maybe you buy back all of your time. Maybe you approach your boss, say, hey, you know, I like what I'm doing. I just want to do it a little less. Right? Get a little bit of that time back. It's incremental at that point. And, of course, you do, the time that you do have control of, you control what you do with your, and I'm going to call it valuable. It's invaluable, that time. It's irreplaceable. You control who you spend it with, right? You control whether you pick up that TV remote or the cell phone with your favorite social media platform and burn some time there, or get onto a learning platform. And I want to give you a website here. I want you to go check out Lifestyles Unlimited. You can learn more about what we do. You can learn more about real estate investing, single family and multifamily, some of the mentality, some of the mindset behind that for free. For very little of your valuable time, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's an hour and a half webinar, right? When I joined years and years ago, I went and sat in a seminar room. We're doing this live and online now. So go to Free Workshop Live Stream. That's all written together, freeworkshoplivestream.com, and attend one of our free workshops to, again, learn more about real estate investing, learn how we make money five ways, which gives us that control, right? Which gives us our time back when you wash, rinse, and repeat, which it's a very easy process to continue to produce, wash, rinse, repeat. Accrue that, build up that passive income. And the free workshops, got those going on throughout the rest of the month and on into February. Let's see, we've got both evening and what I'll call lunch hour sessions, Central Time, 12 to 1:30, for example, January 29th. So check out that website, you can learn more, but that's a good use of your time. Okay, maybe you look at it and say, hey, you know, that's just not for me. That's fine. At least you've spent the time to figure that out. But check it out. It won't take too much of your time. And, of course, with whom are you spending your time is an important question. You know, or is it people that are helping promote you, people that are helping move you forward? Give that some thought as well. You certainly exercise control over your immediate sphere there. So I hear the music kicking on. We're going to head into a final break. When we come back to the last segment, I want to talk about some of the more real estate specific aspects of where you have control, so you understand when it comes to real estate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. If you've got questions today, we're in our last segment. It's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And the theme, I guess, of the show today is focus on what you can control. And then work on expanding that sphere of influence. And we talked first about, you know, what's happened in our nation's capital, right? We had a turn of the guard, a change of the guard, and a lot of people are getting riled up. And, you know, you don't have a lot of control there now. You can act through other people, right? But get involved locally. That's where you do exert some control, right? With your city council, maybe at the county level, with your apartment association, right? Focus on what you can control. Retirement, you know. You're not in control. I'm sorry if you're sitting and waiting for Social Security. You're dependent on somebody else, which is inherently, by definition, a lack of control. Buying a single-family house where you make the choices. You decide which area of town you want to invest in and so on. You are in control of that asset. Even if you're investing passively in multifamily, you choose which deal you're getting into. Who that lead investor is, where that, you know, what deal they're offering, you know, hey, I like that part of town. I like that city. I like that state, right? We have investors buying across the nation. You are in control of that choice. And you're a lot more informed as to what's going to go on with that deal than when you invest in a mutual fund that has stocks of or investments in any number of large corporations, mid-caps, et cetera, who knows what those executives are deciding to do? Do you know what their business plan is? I'm sure you don't, right? Focus on your personal P&L, right? Your income in particular, right? Keep an eye on your expenses, but boy, try to take control of that income side of the equation. Try to increase that income, right? Waiting around for your employer to give you a raise is not control. And unfortunately, the raises are pretty, you know, they're thin. I guess 2.6% on average in 2020. Sub 3% on average in 2021. And that average includes companies that aren't offering raises at all, if you're in that unfortunate situation. So adding a single family, just one single family house to your portfolio as an investment can far exceed that raise that you otherwise might expect from your company, from your employer. Right. And then your time, you know, enjoy your time with your family, your kids, your time off. But, you know, don't blow it full time in front of the TV or something like that. Use some of that time to work on your future. Right. And that's becoming educated. Right. As to how real estate investing works, the five ways we make money. Right. And I gave you a website, freeworkshoplivestream.com, to learn about lifestyles, to learn about investing. So check that out. freeworkshoplivestream.com. The last couple items I want to talk about are very real estate specific and kind of detail where we do have a lot of control. So number one, you control how you invest, or where you invest, I might say, or what you invest in, right? What your actual product is. You're in the driver's seat here. You are fully in control. And you know, first level decision might be, am I going to do that multifamily that Andy was just talking about, the passive, or lead even, or single family, or both, right? You decide. And with single family, that's where I have the bulk of my experience. I choose where I invest. Now, I told you at the start of the show, we buy across Dallas-Fort Worth, so we have a lot of experience across the area. But you need to figure that out. Where do you want to invest? I mentioned Oak Cliff. That place is turning. You know, I just driving through the neighborhood on Friday after the networking session, it is turning over. You know, there's a lot of scraping builds coming up. You know, I talked to the investor that was putting up the new build. House down the road sold for $249,000, you know, $250K. It's mind-boggling, but it's turning, right? It's starting to, I guess, gentrify is the word, right? A lot of people don't like that word, but it's happening. So where do you want to invest? What part of town? You choose. You control that, ultimately, right? You choose what you're going to invest in, again, in terms of configuration, right? Bread and butter investment at Lifestyles Unlimited is the single-family house. Three bedroom, two bath, two car garage. And we deviate from that from time to time. You might pick up a house that has more square footage because they've converted the garage. Did they do it well? Right? That's a consideration. Townhomes, condos? Well, when it comes to what you can control, we stay away from those because we do lose control when it's handed over to that HOA board and they decide to put some sort of an assessment into place, meaning charge more as part of your HOA, monthly, quarterly, whatever fees. Because they want to do some improvement that you just don't like or agree with. If you're going to invest in those, get on those boards. I talked to one successful investor that gets on his local HOAs of that condominium or whatever he's doing. Everybody else I've talked to has said, I've just got burned because they started raising the HOA fee every month to cover that new fill in the blank. So you lose control there. That's why we like those single family houses. Half duplex. Don't do it. You control one half of that unit. Again, talked to another investor. That's how he started. Had three or four of those in his portfolio and realized this is just a bad idea. I want to control the whole thing. Duplexes are great, triplex, quad, but control the whole thing. Right? Focus on what you can control, and you want to control that whole asset. Right? How old do you want to go? What I'm talking about here essentially is setting your investing criteria. Right. So that when you start to do this, you'll find out you hear right now, there's just not a lot of inventory out there. And it's true. Right. The market has tightened quite a bit, especially if you're looking just at houses for sale or even apartments for sale on the MLS, which the realtors use. That has definitely tightened up a lot. But a lot of what we source is off market. And as you get involved, you're going to learn that there's a lot of off market opportunity out there. There are a lot of folks that source these leads. They make a profit. They sell it to us. The numbers work. They're great. It's great for everybody. But you need to know your investment criteria. So when you're having that conversation, you are in control and quickly vetting what is good and what is not, because you want to protect your time, because you want to be in control of your time, right? And you can move quickly, right? Set those criteria, set those goals, right? Sit down with somebody that's informed, somebody that can mentor you, that has experience and can tell you, you know, based on your P&L that we just talked about, profit and loss, your income, your balance sheet, right? Based on what we're seeing here, you can easily do 5 houses this year. You might be surprised at what they tell you. What, 5 houses? I was kind of thinking I might do 1, right? So sit down with somebody that can help you figure that out as well and get a plan, right? And part of that plan is setting that investment criteria. Now, once you've taken down that asset, you control as well who you work with, right? In terms of contractors, I think that's extremely important. You want to know who these people are. You want to know that they have a good track record. And I'm going to give you another website here. If you go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com, you can learn about the Financial Freedom Program membership, as part of which you have access to the vendor hub. So anybody you need on your team, whether it's general contractor to manage the whole project, foundation company, insurance broker, right, lender, hard money or conventional, list goes on, electrician, plumber, you know, you can find all those guys out there, but you control who you work with. This is your business, right? You can make an informed and educated, right, decision as to what work you want to have done and, you know, which contractors you want to use it. And you get that informed decision by talking with other investors like myself, for example. You know, we get out, we network. Who have you been using? I look at the vendor hub, see who's got the 5 stars. All right, I'm going to give them a try, right? Again, that website is financialfreedomlivestream.com. And you can also learn about our 2-day seminar there, which is where you learn all about single family investing on day 1 and multifamily investing on day 2. Good, good, good use of your time. And finally, I want to talk about controlling to whom you lease a property. We do have control there, right? I mentioned at the start of the program that as part of one of his executive orders, the new President Biden, he did extend the CDC eviction moratorium as well as the foreclosure moratorium through the end of March. Am I sweating bullets now? No, you know, because we do exercise that control. We have selection criteria when we go through the lease up process. And because of that, we have good, good people in our properties. And I told you we were driving around, or I was driving around south of Dallas and went out to the city where we've got some rentals, met with one of my residents. He is having a bit of a hard time because of the pandemic. But you know what he did? They cut his hours at his job. He went out and got a second job. I didn't have to tell him to do that. He wants to be where he is. He loves where he lives. He wants to do what he has to do to stay put. That's a good person, right? He's focused on doing what he needs to do. I have no control over his employer, obviously, but I do control who I put into those properties. And by following a very thorough selection criteria, right, getting a feel for this person based on paper and then the background check, the credit screening, the criminal history, the rental history, talking to prior landlords, right? Setting a minimum for the credit score, setting a minimum for the income earned, right? You get good people into your properties by maintaining your properties, by rehabbing right and putting the best product on the market at the best price. You're going to get the best people. And those people are going to treat you right at times like these as well. So I've talked to any number of Lifestyles members, and you know, for the most part, we're doing fine. You know, so focus on what you can control. When the president puts his executive orders out there, focus on what you can control. Get in touch with your apartment association, get in touch with your city council, act locally, and take action now. Go check out freeworkshoplivestream.com to learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.